Great question. The Manufacturing Podcast offers news and information for the people who make, store, and move things, and those who manage and maintain the facilities where that work gets done.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Happy Tuesday and happy March. You're listening to Great Question, a Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Laura Davis, Editor-in-Chief of New Equipment Digest, and today we're going to take a look at a few of the most recent advancements and innovations in textiles, which include shape-shifting fibers, tougher-than-steel fibers, self-healing clothing, 3D-printed clothing, and carbon-emission clothing. So let's get into it. First up on our list, we have carbon-emission clothing. Everyone from large manufacturing companies to individual consumers are looking for new ways to be more sustainable and cut costs. At first glance, this may seem like a daunting task, but what if something as potentially harmful as CO2 emissions could be converted into a fashionable garment? It might sound unrealistic, but one company is making it happen, and the world's largest retailer could soon become their biggest client. California natives Nika and Layla Mashouf grew up with a love of nature, science, and fashion, inspired by their surroundings and their family's fashion business to discover new ways to make sustainable fabrics. The twin sisters founded Ruby Laboratories in 2021 with the intent to make cellulosic textiles from 100% carbon dioxide. According to the company, CO2 emissions are diverted into the Ruby system instead of being released into the air. The CO2 is then converted into pure cellulose pulp using enzymes. From there, the pulp is spun into fibers, yarn, and textiles that can be used in the production of various fabrics and clothes. The company claims that one pair of jeans produced using this method prevents 20 bathtubs full of CO2 from entering the atmosphere, and the garment is biodegradable at the end of its life. When compared to other textiles, the company says that their material costs less, is carbon negative, and is water and land neutral. In a Vogue Business article, Ruby CEO Nika Mashouf said, quote, "The fashion industry and supply chain need to be reinvented. I don't believe we're going to achieve our big sustainability goals by iteratively improving the technologies we use today. Those technologies are inherently tied to the degradation of the planet, and moving away from using so much land and water for agriculture is going to be really important. What we're really looking at building at Ruby is an entire reinvention of the way that supply chains work." End quote. Recently, Ruby announced it will be partnering with Walmart to bring its innovative ideas and message to the masses. The pilot project will use emissions from manufacturers and facilities within the Walmart supply chain and convert them into different garments. During the pilot, both companies will explore how this green technology could be used on a larger scale, as well as testing the performance and durability of the clothing pieces created through the carbon capture process. If the pilot is successful, an apparel collection at the worldwide retailer is possible. Andrea Albright, EVP of Sourcing at Walmart, said, quote, "When I toured the Ruby facility earlier this year, I got to see their carbon capture process firsthand, and it felt like magic, this creation of something seemingly out of thin air. The science, though, is more exciting. It started with trees. Ruby founders Nika and Layla Mashouf took inspiration from how trees eat CO2 to create needed cellulose to grow and have figured out a way to mimic this natural process in the lab. Their patent-pending process, like trees, captures and converts carbon emissions, spinning the resulting cellulose into something we all need, fabric. The final products are carbon-negative, resource-neutral textiles that can be used for clothing and other materials." End quote. So, keep an eye out at your nearest Walmart for carbon emission clothing within the next year or two. If the pilot works, this would be a huge change in how we handle emissions for manufacturing. Next up on the list, number two, we have an invention touted as self-healing clothing. We all know that feeling when we realize there's a hole in our favorite shirt that, oh no, bringing your mood down for a minute or two as you deal with the loss. Maybe some of us keep wearing it, convincing ourselves that it's not that noticeable or trying to hide it beneath a well-positioned jacket. Some of us might relegate the garment to in-home wear only, pretending that the hole adds character and authenticity to the shirt. But we all know it's coming. With each washing, the t-shirt is slowly evolving from beloved attire to a trusty rag. However, this seemingly inevitable fate didn't have to happen, as researchers are developing materials that can heal themselves, thanks in no small part to fungi. You heard that right, fungi. Researchers from Newcastle University and Northumbria University in the UK are pushing the envelope of sustainable fashion by using the threads produced by fungi to create wearable fabric. The researchers concentrated their efforts on the Ganoderma lucidum fungus, which is a red-colored species of Ganoderma that grows on decaying hardwood trees. It's primarily found in Europe and China, and it's also been used in Eastern medicine to boost the immune system, with rumors that it can decrease the size of a number of certain tumors of certain types of cancers. The team was able to create, quote, a skin from branching filaments known as hyphae, which together weave into a structure called mycelium, end quote. The team proposes that this skin could be used as an alternative leather, although additional research is needed to know if this process can be scaled for mass production. Mycelium-based materials are not new. They're currently being used in several industries, but due to production processes, they lack the ability to regenerate. The research team is working on a new manufacturing method that would be a mix of mycelia, chlamydospores, carbohydrates, proteins, and other nutrients in a liquid that would allow for the regeneration of the skin. The team, which includes Elise Elsacker, Meng Zhang, and Martin Dade Robertson, recently published a study titled Fungal Engineered Living Materials: The Viability of Pure Mycelium Materials with Self-Healing Functionalities. In an excerpt from the paper, the researchers write, quote, in this study, pure mycelium materials are fabricated for use as leather substitutes, and it is found that chlamydospores, which are thick-walled vegetative cells formed at the hyphal tip, may be the key to the material's self-healing properties. The results suggest that mycelium materials can survive in dry and oligotrophic environments, and self-healing is possible with minimal intervention after a 2-day recovery period, end quote. Just to note that oligotrophic environments are environments with very low levels of nutrients to sustain life. So think of deep ocean sediments, caves, glacial ice, polar ice, etc. So in theory, this fungus that has been used for healing properties in Eastern medicine could possibly be created into a leather substitute that would be able to heal itself if it got scratched or torn. Now this is all still in the research phase, but we'll be following this research to see if any further breakthroughs are made. All right, the third invention on our list is a 3D printed dress that also incorporates electronics into it. So Anouk Wiprecht is a Dutch fashion tech designer who creates designs that combine the latest in science and technology to make fashion an experience that transcends appearances. This year, she teamed up with Chromatic 3D Materials, which is a 3D printing manufacturer, to envision what our future wardrobe could look like when 3D printing, textiles, and electronics are combined. Originally debuted last year at Forum Next in November, the 3D printing trade show in Germany, the motion-activated design is one of the first garments in the world to embed electronics within the 3D printed elastomers. The avant-garde design used 3D printing to attach 75 flexible, 3D printed LED domes to the fabric of the dress without adhesives or stitching, showing not just the potential of Chromatic's 3D printing technology for commercial use, but the potential of the 3D printing industry as a whole. The dress demonstrates the flexibility of Chromatic's 3D printing materials. Traditional 3D printing materials tend to be brittle and hard, whereas Chromatic's ChromaFlow 70 offers a pliable, heat-resistant material that drapes and stretches more than 4 times its length without breaking or cracking. This flexibility allows a soft and seamless structural, functional, and aesthetic element that can be used for intimate and leisure apparel, sportswear, swimwear, and other apparel where silhouette and longevity are just as important as comfort. Wiprecht says that using Chromatic's 3D materials to print offers numerous possibilities for the fashion industry. She explains that for designers such as herself, who use electronics in their creations, it provides a unique opportunity of embedding and securing electronic parts within the printing process. She also states that the dress is her most wearable and washable 3D printed dress that she's ever created, as she's able to diffuse the light since the electronics are enclosed within the material, and the flexible and strong elastomer excellently bonds to fabrics. Yes, the electronic 3D printed dress is completely washable, though it's not entirely clear if it's a wash by hand situation or if washing machines are fair game. Now, while an LED dress doesn't seem to be aligned with manufacturing operations, it shows the capability of how this technology could be used in the future to create running apparel, bags, and footwear, along with products for automotive and aerospace interiors, outdoor recreational equipment, and personal protective equipment to increase safety innovatively. Okay, fourth on our list is a new type of fiber that can change shape based on body temperature. Now let me take you back in time for a minute. Do we all remember what life was like before weather apps when trying to judge what outfit to wear when getting ready for the day? Opening the door, sticking your arm out to feel the air. Was it going to be shorts weather? Pants weather? Jacket weather? Or watching the local news in the morning to get the weather forecast? Or even checking that day's newspaper for the weather forecast? To be honest, I still sometimes stand outside just to see how it feels before getting ready. I don't always trust the apps. Well, a new type of fiber created by researchers at MIT changes shape depending on your body temperature. Based on liquid crystal elastomers, the fiber, called Fibrobo, can be embedded or structured into textiles. The fiber is engineered to contract when heated by the wearer's body or an external heat source. When the temperature decreases, the fiber self-reverses without the need for embedded sensors or other hard components. In a recent paper titled Fibrobo, Fabricating 4D Fiber Interfaces by Continuous Drawing of Temperature-Tunable Liquid Crystal Elastomers, the team of researchers from MIT and Northeastern University write, quote, three definitive properties distinguish Fibrobo from other actuating fibers explored in HCI. First, they exhibit rapid thermal self-reversing actuation with large displacements, about 40%, without twisting. Second, we present a reproducible UV fiber drawing setup that produces hundreds of meters of fiber with a sub-millimeter diameter. Third, Fibrobo is fully compatible with existing textile manufacturing machinery such as weaving looms, embroidery, and industrial knitting machines. This paper contributes to developing temperature-responsive LCE fibers, a facile and scalable fabrication pipeline with optional heating element integration for digital control, mechanical characterization, and the establishment of higher hierarchical textile structures in design space, end quote. The potential uses of this low-cost, innovative fiber are limitless. Imagine using a single coat throughout the year that can automatically adjust to temperature changes. Imagine owning bed sheets that expand to keep you warm in the winter without the need for heavy blankets and duvets. Imagine a future where fashion is no longer bound to the whims of the weather. In a recent quote, Jack Foreman, a graduate student in the Tangible Media Group of the MIT Media Lab and the lead author of the paper said, quote, we use textiles for everything. We make planes with fiber-reinforced composites. We cover the International Space Station with a radiation-shielding fabric. We use them for personal expression and performance wear. So much of our environment is adaptive and responsive, but the one thing that needs to be the most adaptive and responsive, textiles, is completely inert, end quote. Now, I personally have some more questions about this temperature-responsive fiber, especially for everyday clothing. I don't necessarily know that I would want to wear it for normal everyday wear, but I do, however, see being extremely useful for outdoor exercise, especially running, where you might be running on a chilly morning and need the extra warmth, but as your body heats up, the fibers will change to cool you off. Trying to pick out the right outfit for running in the fall or spring can be hard to get right, and this new invention would be a great solution, and it's pretty cool and ingenious. Okay, last on our list today, number 5 is about spiders. Spider webbing, or spider silk, to be exact. Now, animals have always been a source of inspiration for modern technologies and designs. In fact, this type of approach to product innovation already has a name. It's called biomimicry. Just last week, we reported on how there was a chameleon-inspired 3D printing technique that uses one ink to print different colors. In 2016, Siemens researchers created 8-legged 3D printing robots called Cispies that were capable of extruding polylactic acid, or PLA, which is a mixture of cornstarch and sugarcane used in some 3D printing applications. Festo, the robotics company, created an entire bionics department that developed grippers modeled after chameleon tongues, octopus tentacles, and elephant trunks. And of course, we all know Spot, the robotic dog from Boston Dynamics. The list goes on and on. But let's talk about today's invention with spider silk being used to make a new type of textile fiber. Now this makes sense as spider webbing is made up of proteins making it incredibly tough. When you think of a spider web, what characteristics tend to come to mind? It's resilient, tough, sticky, flexible, and lightweight. Because of these characteristics and properties, it's a great contender for textile materials that could be used for military, industrial, and consumer goods products and applications. This whole idea comes from Craig Biocraft Laboratories, a biotech company that was founded in 2008 with the sole reason to research spider silk and its production. The company has been in the process of figuring out how to produce spider silk in commercial quantities. If they could figure out a way, the potential is there to create life-saving ballistic-resistant materials that would be lighter, thinner, more flexible, and tougher than steel. When starting out, the company thought they could possibly raise spiders in colonies to get the amount of silk they needed. However, spiders are naturally cannibalistic, so that way was ruled out. Instead, the scientists at Craig figured out how to replicate the proteins that make up the building blocks of the silk, but they ran into two big barriers. The first barrier was that they had trouble trying to take the replicated proteins and forming them into the fiber, or spider silk, that had the desired mechanical characteristics. The second barrier was a way to do it cost effectively. So since they couldn't raise spiders in colonies and they couldn't replicate the silk themselves, they decided to turn to a different animal that could help, the domesticated silkworm, or the silk moth. First, the company invented a new technology and acquired the exclusive right to use the patented genetic sequences for numerous spider silk proteins. Craig worked with leading universities that developed some of the most relevant genetic engineering technologies, which they still use today. So after patenting the genetic sequences of the proteins, Craig then applied that genetic engineering to the domesticated silkworm, which is one of the most efficient commercial producers of silk in the world. The silkworm's glands make up 40% of its weight, producing large volumes of a protein called fibroin, which is then spun into a composite protein thread known as silk. Over the years, Craig has created 20 different spider silk fibers based on its proprietary genetic designs, which have already been peer-reviewed, and they've had an article published in the Journal of the National Academy of Sciences. Craig has stated that they use the term genetically engineered instead of synthetic, as the material is made from genetically engineered silkworms, and since the fiber is composed entirely of proteins that are produced naturally. Craig's lead product, called Dragon Silk, is spun by lines of its transgenic silkworms and is composed of a unique combination of spider silk protein and silkworm silk protein. Combining both the elasticity and strength elements of native spider silk, Dragon Silk is significantly stronger and more flexible than commercial grade silk. Craig is currently in the process of ramping up commercial production of its silks and is also in the advanced development stage for its next generation product, tentatively known as Spider Pillar. Spider Pillar will be essentially a pure spider silk, according to Craig. Their third line of products, which are referred to as Gen 3 technical and medical fiber, are, quote, designed to move beyond the physical, mechanical, and chemical properties of natural spider silk, end quote. Gen 3 fibers are in the early stages of development and will incorporate antibacterial agents for medical use and metallic ions for use in industrial processes. The company envisions that its genetically engineered spider silk will surpass the current generation of high-performance fiber, given its superior mechanical characteristics. For example, spider silk can absorb more than 100,000 joules of kinetic energy, making it a huge contender for material used in structural blast protection. When you compare it to Kevlar, which can only absorb up to 50,000 joules of kinetic energy, it's a big difference and could change, at the very least, ballistic protection materials for the military. All in all, I expect spider silk to infiltrate the market definitely sooner rather than later, and I can't wait to see how it's used. That's it for today. I hope you all enjoyed learning about these interesting and possibly industry-changing textile inventions. If you want to learn more about any of these inventions, they are in article form on our site, which will be linked in the podcast description. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.